remember sitting in my senior seminar class, surrounded by hundreds of other students, heart pounding, convinced graduating was going to be the worst thing that ever happened to me. Life as I knew it would be over. Would I ever have friends again? Would I hate my job? Would I have a job? Was I destined to be miserable? I was terrified to be a little fish in a gigantic pond. Thanks for joining me. I'm Alyssa Rote, and this is Big Pond, Little Fish. Making your own way in the world may feel like you're a very small fish in a very big, confusing pond. How do you honor God and pursue your calling while navigating the waters of life in your 20s? On this podcast, we're exploring life, career, family, friends, and calling from the perspective of a young Christian fish trying to make a splash in the world's big pond. So today, welcome to episode 1, Making a Splash, Diving into Adult Life. Whether you're fresh out of high school, college, or stepping into the workforce for the first time in your late 20s, taking the plunge of starting your own life can be terrifying. So let's talk hope for this uncertain period and the adventure of following God into the big pond of the world. So I want to go back to where we started. I'm 20 years old, sitting in my college's required senior seminar. Keep in mind, since I would be studying off campus for my final semester, I had to take this class my junior year. So here I was, probably one of the youngest in the room, surrounded by students about to graduate in a matter of a couple of months. A lot of them had job prospects lined up, and I did not. It was this huge movie theater type room, and once a week we crammed in on a Tuesday night to learn about life post-college. Well, that was the idea. But for me, I just got more anxious and depressed with every session. It was a quirk of our class that for some reason, they got the most depressing guest speakers of any class I've talked to. Every week, panels or individuals would rattle off how terrible life was after they graduated. Everyone they loved died. They couldn't find a job, and they still work somewhere that they kind of hate. They couldn't find a good church family. They're still struggling to find friends. Either they're married with kids and it's hard and exhausting, or they're single and sad and pining for a partner. They're not doing anything remotely connected to their degree. I was absolutely horrified. It seemed that the lesson here was that real adult life was a nightmare. I think the goal was to rid us of the idea that we would immediately have our dream job or the perfect life, maybe prepare us for reality a little. But the last thing I needed was to be prepared for reality more. I was already terrified I'd never find a job, always be lonely, etc., etc. But to be honest, I'd been afraid of adulthood my entire life. When I graduated high school, I was certain my life was over. I'd heard so many horror stories of the hardships of college. But instead, I made the best of friends, had amazing opportunities, and really grew into myself in college. College was hard, sure, but I'd say it was a lot better than high school for me. And now, post-college, I thank the Lord every day that phase of my life is over. I love adult life. So, I don't know where you are in your life journey. Maybe you've been living the adult life for years. Maybe you went to college, maybe you didn't, maybe you're about to head off to college for the first time. All I know is that I've lived my entire life fearing the future, and I wish I could go back and tell myself, don't worry, the best is yet to come. It reminds me of 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 10, which says this, however, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love him. These are the things God has revealed to us by his Spirit. Basically, the things God has prepared for us are greater than what we can even conceive.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Maybe things have been going pretty awful right now. I've been there. I wanted to give up multiple times in college. I didn't see how I could possibly move forward or how God could possibly redeem a situation. But He did. So I want to encourage you. I want you to throw out those terrifying notions of adult life that you might have. I want you to throw out the idea that everyone else has it together and you're an imposter. This isn't Among Us. None of us know what we're doing. Here's the thing about life in your 20s. It's weird and no one is in the same place. Like, let's just go over the situation some of my friends are living in. I have friends living with their parents, working part-time barista or retail jobs. I have friends who are still in college or working on their master's. I have friends with full-time jobs in their preferred industry. I have friends who work remote. That's also me. I have friends who own homes. I have friends who live with multiple roommates. I have married friends. I have friends who are married with multiple children. Those ones scare me. As for me, I live with a roommate, a friend from college, and my crazy cat. I work from home, writing freelance, writing books for young adults, working as an editor, a publicist, a literary agent. I have a conglomeration of jobs, and I love it, even if it's a little untraditional. Something I wish I'd known is that there is no right way to live in your 20s. You don't have to be married with a full-time job and two kids before you turn 30. You don't have to own a home. You don't even have to have your career path figured out. The thing about life is that it's an adventure. I think a lot of us grew up thinking of life as a to-do list. Chances are your parents were Gen X or baby boomers, generations that grew up with the American dream or your country's equivalent. So what did you do to be successful? You get a job, get married, buy a house, have kids, get involved in your church, check, check, check. But the world is a lot different now. Housing prices are higher. Salaries have less buying power. College is way, way more expensive. On the good side, global communication and commerce and travel are way easier and more common, and keeping connected across continents even is no problem. Working remote or freelancing for companies in different time zones is completely doable. That's what I do. And people are getting married later in life. But the result is a very transient, unpredictable 20s lifestyle for a lot of young people. It isn't that we aren't working hard, or that we're not responsible, or we don't know how to be adults. The world is just different. So instead of thinking of life as a to-do list, I like to think of it as an adventure. Bear with me, here I go as a writer. So God has called each of us on an adventure or a quest, if you will. We start out with the basic supplies and just enough information for the next step in the journey. God is our guide on this quest. And we know the end point, which is our eternal home. And we know that as adventurers, we will be called upon to help some villagers, slay some dragons, and brave some trials. We'll probably encounter some breathtaking sights and experience peril and joy. Maybe find love. But God has the map. We don't know where the trail leads, but it's winding. There is no checklist. We just have to be prepared for each new stage of the adventure. And since He holds the map, No one can say whether we're in the right place or not. We can only follow his lead. That can be terrifying, but it can also be a relief, because if it's in his hands, it means it isn't in ours. Our only responsibility is to seek him and follow him in this specific step. So our question, then, is how to follow him in each specific step. How do we follow him in finding Christian community, in adult relationships with family, in roommate relations, in dealing with ambition, or in finances? Well, that's what the rest of this podcast is about. Every episode, we'll be exploring a different aspect of living life well in our 20s. I'm just a 20-something, too. I can't say that I have all of the answers, but I'm going to be polling and interviewing friends and colleagues, sharing my own experiences, and sharing research and content that I've gathered. So I'd love to dive into this big pond with you. We may be little fish, but as a school, we're not alone, and we follow the creator of the pond. I'm so sorry, but be prepared for some really bad fish and pond puns. Anyway, thank you for joining me, and I hope you'll tune in for episode 2, Exploring the Pond, Finding Christian Community. If you want to connect with me, check out alyssawrote.com. That's alyssawrote.com. Or you can check me out on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Alyssa Rote. That's alyssawrote. I look forward to hearing from you.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.